one of the mitzvahs that Hashem gave us, which is higher than all others, is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Chazal say, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Why is it greater than all other mitzvahs? So Torah has two parts to it, both of which elevate us and bring us close to Hashem. There's the mitzvah of learning and toiling and speaking the Torah. Then there's the wisdom that Torah imparts to us, which enables us to achieve greatness. Hashem wrote the Torah in His infinite wisdom and followed it with the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim and gave it to us. The nature of the Torah is that if we learn it and try our best to understand what we're learning, and we learn in Kedusha and Tahara, purity and holiness, meaning we're careful to keep our hands clean when learning, and we're careful not to learn in a place which is unclean, and also to say Torah there, and we don't interrupt our learning with mundane and foolish things, and we learn with the right intent, right kavana, to fulfill Hashem's will, then it has the power to elevate us tremendously. Torah innately brings us close to Hashem, and it causes our neshamas to shine powerfully and brightly and perfects us. The more we try to understand the Torah, the Mefarshim of the Torah, the Mishnayos, Gemara, and all that is written in Torah, the more perfection we achieve. The more Torah of wisdom we acquire, the greater we become. Certainly, if we merit to begin to understand the secrets of the Torah, the hidden aspects of Torah Sheba'al Peh, then we perfect ourselves in a way that's above and beyond anything else. That empowers our neshamas to become higher and closer to Hashem and brings us to the highest levels of perfection and connection. So it's just a fascinating concept that simply knowing Torah, simply possessing the wisdom of Torah, adds so much greatness to a person's neshama. Not only does learning Torah perfect us, but it also perfects the world around us. Every single detail of creation is elevated when we learn and toil in Torah. Whatever level of holiness and enlightenment that we achieve is all based on how much Hashem turns His countenance, His meir upon Him, to shine light upon us, ha'oras upon Him, which means He allows us to perceive Him and recognize His presence in the world. The more we feel controlled and limited by our physical self is because of the lack of Hashem's ha'oras upon Him. He's, so to speak, hiding from us. The more Hashem reveals Himself, the more purity and perfection we achieve. Now, it's important to realize that Hashem never actively hides Himself. On the contrary, any person who tries to come close to Hashem, Hashem shines His countenance upon that person. Hashem is meir upon him to whoever looks for Him. The only hindrance to experiencing this closeness comes from ourselves. If we fail to come close, then Hashem is hidden from us. The hindrance doesn't come from Him. Hashem is always ready to enlighten and elevate and be mekadesh and be metaher anybody who tries to come close to Him. The system of mitzvahs which Hashem created have this inherent power. We keep the mitzvahs, every single action we do will bring us closer, up a level, to connect and benefit from the closeness of Hashem. Each level gives us another part of Ha'aris Panim, the shine of Hashem's countenance, meaning the ability to see Hashem in the world and to bask in His presence. The Averis have the opposite effect. Every Averis takes us one step further from Hashem and creates a barrier between us and the Ar and the light, and strengthens our inherent physicality and our failings. Each Averis brings us into darkness. It brings darkness to us. That is the nature of mitzvahs and Averis and the part that they play in our life. This concludes the fourth chapter of Derech Hashem. The fifth chapter is titled The Different Parts of the World and What Their Purpose Is in detail. And here the Ramchal will discuss how we relate to each aspect of the world, both those inherently physical and those inherently spiritual. And Derech Hashem will continue with that.